Just now, before I sat back down to write this, I called my dad. We talked about what I'd written so far, that first section. And like always, he had questions. Why? Why now? Why this piece? Why do you think it's gotten this bad? And I told him what I've been struggling to say for a while, that maybe this whole war, this whole fracture in America, isn't really about policies or gas prices or who said what on cable news. Maybe it's about projections, about who we see ourselves in, about the idea that one man can represent everything we love or everything we fear. And I told him, just to make it plain, maybe Obama was the bellwether, the symbol, the proof of concept of everything good that a liberal thought process could ever hope to be. And not just on policy, let's be real, Obama's clean. Not just suit and tie clean, but life clean, public image clean. No cheating scandals, no baby mamas, no locker room talk, just poise, class, composure. Even his haters couldn't find a real reason to hate him, so they made one. He was black, he was calm, he was capable, and they hated him for it. And maybe that's why it broke something, because here was this man who, in a lot of ways, fulfilled the American dream. Twice elected, Harvard educated, nuclear family, faithful husband, two kids, and yet somehow, he still wasn't enough for a huge part of this country. And when they couldn't take the high road from him, they built a whole ass highway underground. And they drove Trump right through it. Because Trump is the anti-Obama. If Obama was the manifestation of everything good, Trump is the walking embodiment of every sin in the book. Pride, greed, lust, envy, wrath, sloth, gluttony, all of it. All seven, all in one man. Lies like its air, cheats like its currency, hates like its policy, and somehow people love him for it. Because he's not polished, he's not careful, he's not calculated, he's them. He's how they feel inside. Angry, misunderstood, entitled, tired of being told they can't say certain things or want certain things. And that's where the war really lives. It's not about Republican versus Democrat, it's archetypes. It's identity wars. It's aspiration versus frustration. Obama is the ideal. Trump is the rejection of that ideal. And the people who follow them, even now, are carrying that same energy forward. They've become foot soldiers in a war that has no uniforms, no generals, and no declared winner. That's who's fighting this. Not parties. People. People who either want to protect what they think is slipping away, or burn down what they never felt part of in the first place. It's church moms and TikTok kids. It's DEI directors and Proud Boys. It's tired teachers and armed protesters. It's us arguing at dinner tables. It's me and my dad reading the same articles, living in different Americas. That's the war. That's who's fighting it. And the crazy thing is, they don't even realize they're soldiers yet. This is The Undercurrent, powered by The Truth Project, driven by what I can't ignore.